What's good, y'all? Welcome to episode 7 of the Seasonal Section, a kind of sort of pop culture podcast where we gather around to discuss whatever we feel like discussing, all while sampling some new drinks and snacks and whatever else we picked up recently. I am here today with Shawnee V and Maddie C. We are sans Kevin for the first time because he's got a double dad for a little while.
Paternity leave.
Yeah, paternity leave from the podcast. Yeah.
He could get it from work.
Unpaid. Yeah.
He's been unpaid for, how long have we been doing this? 5 years?
Yeah.
5 years.
Wow. But very, very generous HR department for Rosemary.
Yeah. Is that me?
Yeah, I guess
so. I'm all the department.
Yeah, you let him go.
Yeah, technically, he put in his time off, and I approved it.
Yeah, you could be like, no, you have to
should
be
we,
here.
Should we get like stack a bunch of pillows in the chair and like dress it up and pretend it's Kevin and call on him for things, but he doesn't answer?
Not if you want your pillows back.
All right, let's do this. Today, as we are recording this podcast, it is Monday, April 11th, and today is National Cheese Fondue Day.
Wow.
How do we feel about fondue, boys?
Gross.
I know, you don't.
Yeah,
you got a whole thing that we're going to definitely dive into on this episode.
Oh,
yeah, I can get into that.
You ever been to the Melting Pot?
Yeah.
Good
stuff,
right?
Cook your own food?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which sounds like, do it for me, but like, it's cool. Like, there's like an appetizer one where it's cheese. Like, there's the cheese fondue in the middle, and you dip like breads and other stuff into it. Then the dinner one is like, they give you a pot of like just oil, and you could like, and then the raw chicken or raw steak or raw shrimp, and you dip it in and you cook it yourself. And then they do for dessert, like, is this like a thing of chocolate, and you dip in like Rice Krispies and all that stuff. So,
wow.
It's pretty sick.
Actually sounds pretty cool. Yeah.
Was fondue invented today?
You would, I don't know. It's just that there's national days for everything that exists.
I know, but why?
Like, what was yesterday? Siblings Day, I think yesterday was.
Really?
I saw people posting about it on Facebook. There's just a day for everything. Just we don't get them off. Could you imagine if we got a day off for all of these? sorry. I can't come in today. It's National Day. Cheese Fondue Day. where was I? Oh, today is also, this is very relevant, National Pet Day.
Oh.
Matt, sore subject for the two of us, I suppose.
It is a little bit sore.
I feel like it's worth mentioning that the reason we did not record an episode last month was because last month sucked for all parties involved. I feel like our entire friend group, things were just happening. People were sick. The unfortunate news, my cat passed away on the first day of March. Matt's cat passed away on the last day of March. Mm-hmm. And everything in between was terrible. So
yeah.
We just skipped the month because we decided I don't know. Kevin left and everything went to shit. So I don't know. Kevin's the only one that had a good month. He had a new child. Everything went well.
I genuinely think about the fact that he brought a healthy young human into the world, and I am grateful for that, and that balances everything out by far. His human success.
Good job, Kevin.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
Congrats also for the child and for just like, I don't know, just general more than happiness than we're having right now.
Yeah.
Glad you're doing well.
Yeah. For famous birthdays, you've got a former WWE superstar and current AEW superstar Dusty Rhodes, aka Goldust.
Oh, wow.
Sean, remember Goldust?
Yeah. He came to Watertown.
Goldust came to Watertown?
Back in the day.
Like in a WWE show?
Yeah.
I went to a few shows in Watertown, so I don't know if it's the one that I went to or if it was before I started going to them. I think I was like 16 at the time, so how old did you go to it? How old were you at the time?
I was younger.
Okay, then no, I missed that. Never mind. No, Sean, name 5 wrestlers.
Oh. Undertaker, alive or dead? Bret Hart, you got Owen Hart, you got the Bulldog.
You know what, let's
There's
go,
the trifecta
let's
brothers.
Let's go alive.
You got Mankind.
Uh-huh.
Undertaker's still alive.
He is.
Kane's still alive, right? Does he wrestle?
Jerry the King Lawler?
Kane.
Oh, Kane. Yeah, he's alive.
Razor Ramon just died, though.
Yeah, that's
3. Is Steve Nash?
Yes.
Wait,
Kevin Nash?
Kevin Nash.
Is Scott Hall?
Scott Hall.
Scott
Kevin
Hall just
Nash.
Died.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wait, Scott Hall's Razor Ramon.
Yes, just died.
Yeah. So the other guy, I forgot what his name, Diesel.
That's Kevin Nash. That's the same person, though, so it doesn't count.
Obviously, Goldust.
You're like Mankind, Cactus Jack, Dude Love,
and The Rock.
The Rock. Okay, you got it.
You know.
Yeah, you got it. You know wrestlers that are alive.
Yeah.
Name
all that. Who's the big Yokozuna?
Yokozuna.
Zuna.
Yeah. And then there's Rikishi. There's about a
So they keep one.
One big fella, yeah. One obese. Vince likes the big guys.
Mabel? You know what I mean? Remember Mabel?
Matches. I remember
Papa
Mabel,
Shango, yeah. Right? Is that somebody?
Papa Shango was then the godfather. Oh. Pimpin' Ain't Easy. He had his hoe train coming in with him.
Really?
Wouldn't work in 2022, but... Yeah. Wow. There's a lot of stuff that would not work these days. Remember Val Venus?
Uh-huh.
Like his, hello, ladies.
What about the Iron Sheik? Like, he wasn't PC a lot of the time, right?
No, yeah. No, but a good storyline with Hulk Hogan they had going on there, though. You know, it's like the real American versus the Iron Sheik.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I've been watching wrestling a lot lately. I bought a couple shirts after WrestleMania because I was so into it. Megan hates it. Monday nights, we watch wrestling. Friday nights, it's usually on in the background while we're doing something else. And WrestleMania was two nights, so it was like Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
She's watching a lot of wrestling these days. Actually, she's not. She's playing Kirby on her Switch while I watch wrestling. It's also Lights' birthday. Remember Lights?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Just had a new album come out on Friday.
Wow.
Didn't listen to it, but maybe I'll check it out. I totally forgot about her until I saw it like on a list of albums that were coming out. Lastly, some notable releases on this day. Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again was released as a single in the year 2000 on this day.
Holy cow.
And on the anniversary of that, today, she announces she's pregnant. So,
wow.
Hats off to Britney Spears. Oops, she did it for the first time, you know? Not sex. I mean, having a child. She's probably first pregnancy, as far as we know.
She has kids.
She has kids?
With K-Fed.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
They have kids?
They all got taken away from her.
Yeah. Oh, they had kids?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
We think, right?
I just feel like you just don't hear about them.
Because she hasn't had them. She's been locked in a room for the last 20 years.
I mean, that's true, but like, if she's not, I'll have to see her. Maybe we'll look into this later.
She definitely has kids.
Really?
Did you watch the documentary?
No.
Oh, no. Well, free Britney.
Oh, wait. On. I think I did watch that documentary. Yeah. I must not have.
Her kids got taken away. He has custody of them.
Wow.
I think.
Yeah, he was.
I should.
How about that?
Here's we should deal. Fact check.
Maybe you should look it up. Here's the deal. Growing up, I had a Britney Spears poster on my wall until I took it down to put up a new Britney Spears poster that I got. I was big time Britney Spears. I knew what her birthday was. I knew everything about her. Big fan. Big fan. I also remember that we on our VCR.
Two children.
How old are they?
15 and 16.
Wow.
Getting ready to drive, dude.
Wow.
Let's go. They'll be on the road.
Sean and Jaden.
Wow. Jaden makes sense. It seems like something that Britney Spears would name her kid. Jaden. I remember recording the Britney Spears making the video of Oops, I Did It Again on my parents' VCR. So I watched it over and over again.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. Maybe a little perverted because I was like, what, 2000? I was 10 years old.
Wow.
Loved her, though. Loved everything about her. One more. The age-old classic, Joe Dirt, was released in theaters on this day in 2001. And as I wrote that down, I thought to myself, Sean, I feel like you loved Joe Dirt.
It's good.
With a D, loved.
Loved.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know why, but I just feel like that was a movie that you were into back then.
I think everybody was.
Like, yeah, that's true. It was a cool movie to like.
You strike me as like a Chris Farley guy.
Love Chris Farley.
Who's the guy in Joe Dirt? Who are we talking about?
David Spade.
David Spade guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you grew up with that.
Yeah.
Okay. I was right.
It's like kind of dumb humor, but it's still witty.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. First things first, since this podcast is called The Seasonal Section, we've got a holiday right around the corner. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way.
Matt, it is.
What did you bring for us to celebrate this special holiday?
So we have a contest that we're gonna determine whether or not the traditional OG Cadbury egg wins over the caramel Cadbury egg.
Okay.
Never had the caramel before.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we'll get into it.
See, right off the bat with those two, it's like Cadbury egg is something special. You know what I mean? It's something that has a unique flavor that you don't get anywhere else, where a caramel Cadbury egg is just chocolate and caramel. It's a Rolo, you know?
Yeah, Rolo Tony Browntown. Yeah, so so we're going to do the comparison between the caramel.
We gonna go American or European?
Yeah, how are we gonna talk about that? Like,
caramel or caramel?
So
what's
also
on the package.
So Megan and I were talking about this the other day, how we pronounce that word, and I think it depends on what I'm saying it, like how I'm saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say caramel apple. I wouldn't say caramel apple, but I'm saying I'm gonna put caramel on this, and it's a solo. I'm saying caramel.
Wow,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
aren't they? That's deep. Are they different?
They're the same.
I think.
To me, it's the same. They've always got an A in it. There's no like.
Well, yeah, C-A.
We also have four different types of peeps. We have cotton candy peeps.
These are all found in the garbage can.
Wait, hold on, hold on. Start it over.
Okay. We also have four different types of peeps. We have cotton candy peeps.
Another one.
Sparkly wildberry peeps.
Another one.
Party cake peeps.
One more.
Donut shop coffee.
Okay.
Peeps. Interesting.
Just off the rip, which one do you think your little belly will love the most?
Coffee.
Coffee?
Okay. Yeah.
I would say that or the cake.
Yeah.
The other two do not sound appealing.
Oh, I bet cotton candy's going to be really good.
Yeah. I mean, they're all going to be fine.
I think they're all going to be good. They're all going to be good to experience.
Yeah.
What if Twinkie did that, though?
No. No, thank you.
That would be better than a peep. It's like a step up from...
Actually, I don't know. Twinkies are weird to me because they're so moist.
So
I don't know if the sponge is too moist.
We've got two other things that we're trying today that like go hand in hand with the part, what you just said, the experience. Like, so many of these companies now are just like, they're making something for the experience. It's weird and random enough for you to be like, fuck, I gotta try that. You know what I mean? Not that it's going to taste good. It's not going to be something that you're gonna want to buy more of. You're just gonna get one. And if everybody in the world was intrigued enough to buy one, they made their money and they did the job. You know what I mean? So, and I respect it because it gives us content. You know what I mean? It gives us something to try on these.
It just tells you
podcasts.
How bored we are. That and, we need to have like.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, and they are, but they're not bored. They're just smart.
Like, but what if this Mountain Dew is flaming hot?
See?
Yeah.
See, that's something we're trying later. What if this ice cream is mixed with Kraft macaroni and cheese? You'll find out later, folks. You'll find out later. I feel like we also need to talk about Easter in general, Matt. A few episodes ago, if you guys remember, we ranked the holidays. And if I remember correctly, wasn't Easter like second to last on all of our lists, only except for Valentine's Day? Valentine's Day was the very bottom, and Easter was like second to last on all of them. And I feel like the reason that we give it a little bit of credit is because of the candy. It's the only holiday where they have their own kind of candy that's only out once a year, that comes out every year. Mm-hmm. It's not just like a special, like, oh, this year Kit Kat's doing gingerbread, this year Kit Kat's doing candy cane. It's like they've got Cadbury eggs, Peeps, things that'll come out every year that you can always count on. And like no other holiday has that. Halloween being the number one holiday for candy just has... You're handing out a pack of Skittles. You're handing out a Snickers. It's all the same shit. They don't have just Halloween versions. You know what I'm saying?
I think they had to make...
Cadbury Screamers.
They had to make the candy to make the holiday. You know what I mean?
So, Sean, you talk about the origins of Easter now, right now.
You're just, came with a chocolate bunny.
You're talking
bunny.
About the origins and the lore of Easter. Well, it's a good thing that I asked our co-star here, Matthew Corey.
Our resident historian, Kevin's out.
To look up just things about Easter. Educate us. Tell us what this is all about. Why is a fucking bunny breaking into all of our houses? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, let me tell you a little about the history of Easter. You know, the origins of most Christian Easter celebrations traditions are actually based in other religions, like especially paganism, right down to the name of the holiday itself, right? Mm-hmm. So Eostre, also called Ostara, and Istre, maybe, the spelling is like that, is the pagan goddess of dawn, and she was often celebrated and honored around the spring equinox, and in artistic depictions of Eostre, she often carries a woven basket and has eggs and hairs around her, representing fertility and new life. There are even ancient beliefs in holy resurrections predating Jesus by centuries. Per the Guardian, the Sumerian goddess Ishtar was believed to have hung upside down on a stake and was later resurrected. The Cybele cult believed that Cybele's lover, Attis, died and was resurrected every year, and with his death marked on Black Friday and his rebirth celebrated 3 days later. So,
Black Friday or Good Friday?
And this is Black Friday.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So we need to go shopping?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's right.
We go out and buy all of our Easter candy on Black Friday.
So now that we got a little bit of the background, let's talk about the Easter Bunny. Okay, so,
let's do it.
You know, make no mistake, the Easter Bunny has literally nothing to do with Jesus or his resurrection. Time reports that the Easter Bunny myth is derived from pagan rituals that marked the vernal equinox, the first day of spring. German writings from the 1600s are the first that we know of to mention an Easter hare. The Easter hare left colorful eggs for well-behaved youngsters near Easter time. Kids often made nests for the eggs and left carrots for the Easter hare. German immigrants reportedly brought the Easter Bunny tradition to the United States in the 1700s.
So here's the thing, right? Megan and I were in the mall on Saturday, and we're walking through the mall, and we look over at a bench, and there is the goddamn Easter Bunny. Like, comes every year in, like, when Santa Claus comes to the mall, when you see Santa depicted on TV shows, or like you take your kid to go visit Santa Claus, at least he's a human person. You know what I mean? Like, it's not terrifying. It's just a guy with a white beard and he's kind of fat. But you see this giant ass rabbit that doesn't exist in reality, or like it doesn't look like the rabbits that you see outside. How is that not scary to children? Like, I would not be stoked to know that this fucking giant rabbit is just, and he doesn't come down the chimney. Like, how is he getting into our houses if he's not coming through the chimney like Santa Claus supposedly does? He is breaking and entering and just laying a bunch of eggs around our house.
We haven't explored this. I feel like the media hasn't explored this myth as much as it should, because in the same way that there are so many different, remember how we were talking about the Santa Claus canon, right? So, like, there are so many different variations and explanations and, you know, whatever's regarding Santa, but there's not that same sort of thing for the Easter Bunny. So, yeah, maybe he's got, like, maybe he has this little bunny hairs to it, and they just, like, sneak in and, you know.
And what did he eat to grow so big?
Yeah, the candy. I mean, that's why he's or the eggs. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, can I tell you a little bit about Easter baskets?
Yeah, please do.
So...
they're woven.
Yeah, they're not just a fun treat from the Easter Bunny. They also have a special meaning dating back to medieval Catholicism, because so many people gave up sweets during Lent, right? Those 40 days before Easter.
Mm-hmm. With the little thing on your forehead.
For Ash Wednesday, yeah. Right. Yeah, to kick it off. So because so many people gave up sweets during Lent, Easter baskets were designed as gifts to let recipients indulge in candy after sacrificing it for 40 days before Easter.
I thought we sacrificed... meat or something.
You're supposed to like choose what you give up.
Yeah. So you.
Oh, it can be anything.
Yeah. I think in the early times, if they sacrifice meat, they die. So they'd sacrifice sweets.
So it's not for 40 days either. Like, people are only not eating meat on Fridays, right?
Okay. So
I think we really just like bitched out. Like, as a culture, like it was supposed to be all this stuff, but everyone's just like, oh,
there is
fuck.
No meat on.
Yeah.
40
so
days without a steak, fuck that. Like, no, how about Friday? The day we wear jeans to work.
You're supposed to cut out like a
and then fish
thing,
and then
right?
fish on Friday, and then that's why you see all of the restaurants bringing out their fish fillets for you know So, but yeah, isn't that so interesting? I've got one more if you'd like to hear.
I would love to.
Do you want to hear about the coloring Easter eggs?
Can we just also just point out the fact that like Matt did his homework.
Yeah.
Usually whenever I tell him to make a list of your favorite this, do this for the podcast, he's doing it as we go live.
I'm doing it for Kevin. I knew that without him here, our word count would be suspiciously low. So the history of dyeing and coloring Easter eggs is a long one. The first example of coloring Easter eggs in Western culture was reportedly from around 1290, when King Edward I's court purchased 450 eggs to be decorated with silver. This was likely the precursor of not just dyed eggs, but also those mega fancy Fabergé eggs that were popular in Russian royalty in the later half of the 1800s.
Now hear me out.
Yep.
Waste of eggs. Eggs are
for sure
food, especially right now. Eggs
okay, hold on though, but like...
not in your royalty.
The price of eggs are currently going up because of the bird flu. So bird flu is a real thing going on right now at the same time as Easter. Yeah. The same time as Easter. So like all these prices are going up.
So now they're $2.50 instead of $2.19.
And people are just taking these eggs and they're just painting them right now?
Yeah, why not?
Holidays all right.
Also though too, technically you would hard boil the egg
first.
Yeah, we're
going to bitch about gas prices.
Yeah.
No one's talking about the eggs.
Yeah. But like if you did it like properly, you'd hard boil the egg first, then you'd decorate it, and then you'd still eat the hard boiled egg.
Did they know that though?
Back then, I don't know.
Do you eat the egg after you're done?
You're supposed to, yeah.
Yeah.
Like you hard boil it, and then like how long do you just like, is it like decoration? Do you just leave it out? Like, look at these eggs that I painted, and then how long do you wait
until
you eat them?
Next morning.
Yeah. I mean, like you decorate them, color them, yeah, put them in the bag. Yeah.
Then your parents hide them. The Easter Bunny hides them. And then you find them, and then you eat
them. I don't think I'd want to eat an egg that's been out for 16 hours either.
They keep them in the fridge.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of eggs, like more 2 dozen hard-boiled eggs.
Speaking of eggs, should we try some egg treats that we have?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay,
Fabergé.
So we're gonna do.
I don't understand this holiday, man.
So
that makes zero sense.
Let's start with the caramel one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
start at the bottom.
Does anybody want a whole one, or do you want a half one?
I'll eat a. I'll eat a Cadbury.
A full one? Sean, take that full one right there.
I'm under the impression you skipped dinner.
Yeah, I haven't eaten yet. Yeah, I've been dealing with
Yeah. Sean got here, and Matt told him there was donuts. Sean had a donut. He asked me if he wanted half an egg or a whole leg. He said, "I'm eating that whole leg."
This is caramel?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wait, is that caramel?
I asked you.
No, that's not caramel.
It's not. Okay. It's not.
Okay. Yeah, here. There you go, bud.
Good call. You've been like, this tastes oddly like the original. Yeah. All right.
Okay, here we're diving in.
Bottoms up, caramel. Cadbury egg.
This is a caramel egg. It's the extra A.
There's always an extra A.
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody spells it C-A-R-M-E-L.
Really?
Caramel.
Hmm.
Mm-mm. I think it's just the way that you're saying it.
Mm, it's like jewelry.
What?
When people say like...
jewelry?
Yeah, jewelry or jewelry. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or like... the name Jeffrey. You know what I mean? You're not saying Jeffrey. Excuse me, Jeffrey.
Does anybody want a portion of a regular Cadbury egg, or do you just want a whole
one?
This
is like a caramello.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
this isn't unique.
Delicious as it is, but it's just like every other chocolate and caramel combination candy. Ah, that's the good stuff, man. That's the good stuff. Look at that. Look at that white creamy center.
Mm.
OG Cadbury egg. The reason for the season.
Now, the only Cadbury variation that I would say rivals the traditional one are the orange cream ones, but I don't think that they have made them in a long time.
I'm not a fan of the orange and chocolate combo.
Really? This is, we're learning.
OG for sure.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
Yeah. Mm. Cannot be beat. I've always said this is my favorite
and
candy, period.
They know it so much that they don't even bother making it a year-round staple.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're like, fuck you. You'll be back.
Like
you want this.
It's my favorite candy. Partially, I think, because I love seasonal things. I love hype. I love, like, anticipating, like, something coming out. When you see Cadbury eggs on the shelf for the first time, it's a moment, you know?
Are they the ultimate seasonal candy?
Yes.
Yeah. are they still in stores,
I would say,
though?
So.
Are they already gone? Like, Easter's not here yet.
They're on their way out. They're on their way out. Yeah. Like every other holiday, it's out before it's even over. You know?
I think what's interesting about that is, this is a very recent observation. I think because of supply chain issues, they've only gotten a certain amount in, and then they're ending things like Target. I mean, for Halloween and Christmas, was already clearing stuff out like a week beforehand. Same Valentine's and stuff.
Well, bird flu. They're not the Cadbury birds aren't having the Cadbury eggs, right. So you know,
science.
How are they feeling?
Kill off these Cadbury birds.
Yeah.
But back to Easter. I feel like we got this all wrong. The bunny. It's all wrong. Sean, give me a different mascot for Easter. Is it Jesus himself? Is he the one breaking into our houses and turning all of our water into wine?
Well no, because it's all about chocolate.
So
you need to have
Willy
like,
Wonka.
Yes.
Mm.
Willy Wonka and the Easter Factory.
Willy himself breaks into our houses and does his little dance, and he drops little candy all over our house.
You get some concoction where he shrinks down, just shows up.
The religious stuff doesn't make any sense. The bunny doesn't make any sense. None of it makes sense. Willy Wonka makes sense. Makes perfect sense. So what we are drinking today is this comes from Hudson North Cider Company. This is the blueberry lemonade dry hazy cider, and it is fantastic. It has a it has very it. I was trying to explain it to Sean earlier. It's like it wants to be sweet and it starts to be, but then like stops in its tracks because it's dry hop. So it's like, or dry hazy. Sorry, it's like it's subtle.
I like it. That's gonna be great for the summer.
It's a nice subtle sweetness that has like a dryness. It's both. It's just, it's great. It's perfect.
So we've talked about classic Cadbury eggs, Easter treats.
Yes, we've done.
We can't forget about Peeps.
Mm, the other reason for the season.
Mm-hmm. Right. And while Peeps are inherently...
Shut up, you think that's bad. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Peeps are inherently like not a super sought after thing, I would say.
Right. Correct.
However, they have so many variations of the flavors this year that I can't help but want to try so many of them.
Right.
So
I also just want to add that today... I got warmly invited to join the Jehovah's Witnesses Memorial of Jesus' Death next Friday at 7:30.
Wow.
If we want to bring our candy.
Next Friday or this Friday?
The 15th.
This Friday.
This Friday. Oh.
Black Friday.
Huh. Black Friday. We should enlighten them on the goods of the fruits of Jesus' labor.
Name of the podcast?
The sweets, not the fruits.
The sweets are important. Like, I gave up so much for Lent.
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Just the smell that came bursting out of that bag. Wow.
Oh, my God.
It looks like the Keurig donut shop.
Yeah. Literally, it's like the little
cup. Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's even got the cake up on the thing.
Interesting.
So, would you like to pull one off?
Pluck one from the litter? Oh, my gosh. Look at the dust on that. Coffee dust.
Wow, coffee dust. Excellent.
Dude. Yeah, it's just coffee grounds.
So we're starting with Peeps.
And we're starting with the best one.
Yeah, the donut shop
this
one.
This is a bad idea. Dude, these are impossible.
Here, Corey, I'll rip one off for you. Okay.
Wow, they do smell straight up coffee.
Yep, smells like coffee.
All right, boys.
There's no way it's bad.
No. You know? Other than just being a peep. It's the texture. I don't like it.
Yeah, you're right. The texture's
awful.
You know how I just said there's no way it's bad?
It's really not great.
It's not great. No, it's not great.
Yeah.
And it's like, it could have been. It really could have been. But
it's like they dipped the peep in the K-Cup and then just packaged it.
Well, it's like,
because it's got grounds.
Right. It's like,
it's too grainy.
It's like, it's just shitty coffee. You know what I mean? Like, when you get a shitty cup of coffee, like, that's what it tastes like. So in that sense, it did what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Donut shop. I mean,
you know. I mean, the K-Cups are on the package. I mean, it tastes like K-Cup coffee.
Yeah.
By looking at the package, you will not be deceived. You're getting exactly what you expect.
I'm already dreading having to eat so many of these.
That's why you just bite their heads off.
Okay, so we're doing cotton candy peeps now.
Cotton candy peeps. I want to say,
smells good.
This will be the best one.
Smells good.
I love cotton candy shit.
Yeah, same.
Stewart's cotton candy ice cream, shove it inside me.
I'm surprised the cotton candy flavor is not as prominent.
I fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Maybe I just don't like marshmallows.
Yeah, I mean, you said going into this, you don't like peeps, you don't like the texture. I don't expect you to love any of these.
But I don't get cotton candy out of this.
No?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's so faint. It's just not as strong as I thought it would be. Wow.
But that's what I like. I like when the flavor is not, like, overpowering. Like, just give me it subtle, and that's,
So then we do sparkly wildberry next. Now, these are not shaped like the actual little chick peeps. These are the bunnies. These
bunny peeps, yeah. I think I've said this on every single podcast we've ever done around Easter, but I'll say it again. My favorite peep is the one where you open the package, you leave it out for a few days, and then it starts to get hard, and then you eat it. I'll say it next year when we do a podcast in April, too.
I like the attention to detail. The eyes and nose.
Three drips of chocolate on it.
Wow, the smell is incredible.
It smells like Kool-Aid.
So again, sparkly wildberry.
Wow. These are cough syrup.
Yep. It is medicine.
Wow. Prescription peeps.
Yeah. That's cough syrup.
It's like kids chewable Tylenol.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, but I don't like that.
That one's awful.
Like a Flintstones vitamin. You know what I mean?
That's the worst one.
Yeah, because that's like the sweetness is lingering in my mouth and it won't go away. I feel like I did just take medicine.
They're very sparkly.
Yeah, that's intense.
Yeah.
They'll ID you for those. That might have
I'm expecting big things out of the cake flavor.
Oh, the party cake, yeah.
Cake flavored things just kind of always hit.
Because, so chicks is the proper term. 10 chicks. 10 chicks inside.
So they're not actually. Oh, wait. Then what are the bunnies? Does it say what in the corner of those what those are?
Bunnies. Four bunnies.
Chicks and bunnies,
yeah.
Okay.
Chicks and bunnies, yeah.
Both derogatory.
Yeah. Hugh Hefner owns Peeps.
Is he who's going to break into our house?
Yeah, in a robe and
leave all the chicks, decadent. And, chicks and bunnies all around our house.
I'm really curious what people are going to think about these. Why? That smell is very... Then again, the smell just doesn't...
It's like cake batter.
Yeah, the smell doesn't necessarily yellow, always
yellow cake
translate.
Batter.
All right, here we go. Ooh. So these are the party cake peeps.
I don't taste anything.
It's very faint.
Oh, there it is. It's fine. I think I'd put... Okay, I'm going to rank them right now. I already got
very
this
subtle.
I'm going cotton candy number one. That one's good, and I would just get that to put in my own Easter basket. You know, I'm going to go this second, because again, I like a simple, you know, not extreme flavor. I'm going to go coffee third and very berry dead last. Too much. Just simply too much. Speaking of Easter, Friday is also Good Friday, but since we aren't religious people, what's something that could actually happen to us on Friday that would actually make it good?
Win the lottery.
Always. Win the lottery. Yeah. They say money doesn't buy happiness, but like, it helps. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would definitely help. Like, I feel like money doesn't make you only happy, but if everything else in your life is like pretty good and like you're just like whatever, like money would solve a lot of it. You know? All of it, really.
Yeah.
Like, I like people think also, like, you know, if you win the lottery, you'd be bored all the time. What are you actually going to do? It's just like, I got a lot of hobbies.
Anything I want.
Yeah. Truly anything. Watch me. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that'd be a good one. What about
maybe,
you, Matt?
Maybe I'll, like, either buy a mattress or adopt a cat on Friday.
Yeah. Or a skateboard.
Or a skateboard, yeah.
Adopt a skateboard.
Yeah.
You can skate right into...
These are my Jesus. My few short-term goals.
What's the what's priority? What are you prioritizing first?
This is really tough. So it is really, like, even right now, I spent the whole day at work and Esco is at home without me, and I just feel like he's missing a buddy. So I feel like that is important, but I just also want to make sure that I have enough time to bond with a little one that I bring home. So I'd maybe even want to do that on a Friday so that I've got the weekend to kind of
right. So by Monday, you know, when you go to work, things are probably like settled down.
Yeah. But also too, I've been doing too much mattress research for like months, it feels like now. So I feel like I need to pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, like that Theragun thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I ordered one on Amazon yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday we were saying like, oh man, I wish I had. Can we just go to Corey's right now, real quick, and just
you can ask borrow it. Like, we only use it like maybe once a week or something. I'll pull it out, but like if you ever just want to like just fucking send it for a weekend,
all of a sudden you're like, just like, oh yeah, my shoulder and neck really hurt right now.
I texted him yesterday that I was fantasizing about having one, so I was just like, you know what? I just ordered a cheap one from Amazon, but
yeah.
But then I actually went and got a foam roller too. At
I do have a foam roller.
Yeah. Yeah, I had these two over on Saturday and basically introduced them to the idea of, you know, massaging your pains out and not just living with them.
What's that?
I didn't. I showed them the Theragun. Megan was showing, demonstrating the, which I'd also like to point out the fact that, like, when Kevin left this podcast for his first
child,
what we call it,
paternity leave.
First paternity leave.
Parental leave.
He suggested that we bring on women on this podcast to get a women's perspective. Mm-hmm. I would just like to say that we tried. I was supposed to have two on this episode. My wife Megan was going to join us, and we were going to have Brittany Reiner join us. We planned the day of the podcast, and I didn't even think to ask Megan because she just like usually is home during the week. Turns out this was the one Monday that she has a photo thing, so that's why she's not here. So she wasn't able to do it. So I was like, okay, I guess like it's fine. Like we'll just do it the four of us with Brittany, and now Brittany's entire family is sick. So Brittany's not here either, and now it's just the three of us. So sorry, Kevin, we really tried. Instead of getting one, I was going to get two. We were going to have five people for the first time. Didn't happen. It simply didn't happen.
Yeah.
But we surely tried. What do I want to happen on Friday? I don't know.
Just a warm, like, make it be 65 degrees.
Oh, yeah, nice day.
Oh, yeah.
Nice day would be nice.
Simple.
Maybe no more war in Ukraine. You know what I mean?
Can we just not stress about things?
We'd go a full week with everybody that we know, like, be healthy and mentally and physically. Like, that'd be great. Oh, man. Too much to ask. Frank Ocean could drop an album, too. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow, yeah.
The new Skate game could come out. Like, these are the things. These are the materialistic things, but... they would surely make me happy. Maybe pull a card, Charizard out of a Pokemon card pack. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Holographic?
Full art.
Foil?
Full art. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wish. Make my day. Make my day. Do you guys collect anything?
You know, I used to, when I was a kid, I used to collect a lot. I mean, I was, and I, that's all I did.
Garbage Pail Kids.
Nope.
Pogs.
Yes. Okay. So it was Pogs. It was Monster in My Pockets. It was Z-Bots.
Hold on. What is Monster in My Pocket?
There were tiny little inch high monsters, and literally I had a giant plastic mountain, and you could like put all of them in there. But like, yeah, you would buy like all the different monsters.
They knew it was a dick joke?
This is a big realization.
They definitely
right now.
Did.
Whoa.
Like, whoa. I think it was going, I think the parents knew. Parents knew.
Yo, creepy crawler trays too. Creepy crawlers. Kind
of, is that the one where you bake them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo,
it's like the little girls had easy bake ovens and the little boys made creepy crawlers.
Yeah, I wanted to make little bugs.
Because we love bugs. I think that's out the window these days. You know what I mean? Like the thing for like boys and the thing for girls. It's just like if a fucking boy wants to have an easy bake oven, let him have an easy bake oven. You know what I mean? What was it, a TV show or something recently that I was watching where? Oh, it was a kid. It was a spring baking championship.
Oh,
one of the bakers
there
was saying that like growing up, all he wanted was an easy bake oven for Christmas, and his dad like wouldn't let him have it.
Oh.
And now he's a baker, so it's like, man, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
If he doesn't win the competition, it's just like, had you got him an Easy Bake Oven and he started, you know, just a few years earlier, maybe he would have won the competition.
Yeah.
Good for nothing, Dad. Other than Kevin. Kevin, you know what I mean? Like, what a dad. moving on. I got a couple questions for you guys for us to discuss.
Mm.
First, this one comes from Gina Darling on G4. She asked this question on Attack of the Show a few weeks back. Are there more doors or wheels in the world?
Wait, doors?
Doors.
What? Period.
But doors that are attached to cars, too? Do those count?
They're a door.
I guess technically.
Yeah, I'm going doors. Yeah.
Your house has at least four or five doors.
But yeah. So there are so many levels of this because it's like, okay, car. You're talking about just cars. Bikes have wheels. Think about how many bikes there are in the world. Every household, if you got two kids... Two bikes. The parent, or if the two parents have bikes, that's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, but
five,
not everybody
six, seven,
has
eight.
Bikes or cars.
Mm-hmm. But every house, like, think about bathroom door, bedroom door,
right?
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Doors.
You're saying doors. You're saying wheels.
No, I'm saying doors.
You're saying doors.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah.
So now you have to say wheels and argue this.
House doors, car doors, gym doors.
Why could it be wheels? Why could it be wheels? Other than what I just said.
Just there being billions of people, but there's
toy cars. Those doors don't open.
Oh, shit.
Those doors don't open, guys. They stay shut. Those Matchbox cars.
Some of them do.
But they are wheels because they get that car moving. Think about how many Matchbox cars
and remote control cars and little like
none of those doors are
play
opening.
Cars.
Yeah, but think about like not even houses,
lawnmowers,
doors,
lawnmowers, snow blowers.
Think about stores that literally sell doors.
Stores that sell wheels.
Tires.
Is a tire a wait? Is a tire a wheel, but a wheel not a tire?
That's like the chicken and the egg kind of thing.
I think which a wheel. I think it has to be a functional wheel.
A square, rectangle.
Yeah, I think it has to be a functional wheel. A tire isn't a wheel,
right.
But
it's
a
wheel,
yeah. Yeah.
It's the part, the rim. You
functional
know what I mean?
Wheel,
rim,
yes.
Once it's attached to the rim.
Then it can move. It's got to be doors.
It's got to be, I think it's doors.
Is there an answer?
No.
Oh.
No.
It's got to be an answer. Somebody had, we're doing a survey. How many doors in your house?
I think there's any way to
figure
that out.
Cabinet doors, oven doors, fridge doors.
Those are all doors. He's got a point.
Yeah.
That, I think that ends it right there because like literally every kitchen's got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, there's a fucking like 13 of them in here. I don't have 13 cars. Well, I wouldn't need them. It's got four wheels each. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you need six cars and then...
And for every car...
One car has
for
a
every
spare.
Car's wheels, though, there's four
oh, wait,
doors
no, four.
Typically.
Yeah.
On most cars.
Yeah.
So that would just cancel out. Except for the spare in the trunk. You know what I'm saying? But it's doors. Doors is the answer.
Yep. We did it. We did it.
We solved it.
The band, the doors, not the wheels.
But the wheels on the bus do go round and round. And there are three doors down. Yeah. Next, I think this was a tweet or something. I really don't remember. Maybe it was on Reddit. I saw it the other day, and I asked Megan, and then it involved a discussion that we both had. So I was like, I'm saving this for the podcast. Would you rather fight a child or an old man?
Wow. You mean, are you saying, would I rather fight them?
You have to fight them.
I want to. But do I want to fight them because I think I'll win, or I just want to take my anger out on an old man or a kid?
I think it's just like, I'm imagining it like we're going to drop a old man or a child into this room with you, and the only way out is to fight this thing.
So I'm probably going to... I don't want to say this.
It's just hypothetical. Nobody here at this table goes know. Without saying I don't want to fight either of those people.
Yeah, that child, that kid, like, I don't want to give him any, like, permanent injuries. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I guess I'd rather fight the old man.
Because he's on his way out anyways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's on his way out anyway.
Sean.
Old man.
Yeah
I mean, old man.
I'm around enough old assholes that it's like, because you'd feel guilty about really hurting a kid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I mean?
The way I was describing it to Megan was just like, I think in it with a child, they're innocent. You know what I mean? Even if it's a dick kid, something made them a dick kid.
Yeah, you're like, you're doing one of those things where it's like, yeah, but his parents are probably
right,
dicks
exactly.
Too.
Like maybe when they grow up, they're not going to be a dick because they're going to like see how dicky they were growing up, and they're going to be
that
better.
Dicky.
Or they still, their brains are still growing, they're still learning, and they're going to be, you know, they might be a different person later on. Where like old people, like, I don't know, you're just like, you're not gonna learn anymore, you're gonna change anymore, and like a lot of old people,
you're forgetting,
are dicks. Yeah. You know what I mean? So the ratio, I feel like, is like more than likely they're a dick, and I'm gonna be okay with probably whoop my ass still, but you know what I mean? No one said you had to win the fight. They just you just had to fight. How old are we talking? You know what I mean? But it's old man. It's old man around.
Yeah, old man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just suplex
him. Whoever says kid is. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's those people that just like, you know, they really like old people are like, we need to respect them, and you know what I mean, whatever. So if this old person is just like, you punch him once and he's out on the ground, he can barely stand up, and he's just like, why are you doing this to me? You know what I mean? We're a little kid, you punch him, he's gonna be like, fuck you, you know what I mean? So that'll kind of piss you off and make you want to do it more, but like the old man's not gonna piss you off. The old man might make you a little sad.
Wow.
So I can see the other side, but it's old man.
Plus, if the old man's like, what if he's just like Trump 2024? Like,
or if a little kid said that, I'd be like, oh, hopefully you change. But like, if you're 75 and saying that, it's just, it's old. Like, you're not, you're going to change at 75. I've never heard of a 75-year-old being like, I got new information and I've changed my viewpoint.
I don't know why I don't like this conversation.
It's uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. I don't want our listeners to hear about me beating old people.
You know what's going to make you feel better?
What's that?
Trying the brand new Red Bull flavor, strawberry apricot.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Stand by. Yeah. All right. So which one do you want to try first? We've got, I picked up over the weekend, the new Red Bull, the summer edition. They do a summer edition every year. Last year it was dragon fruit, which is now the green edition. They stuck it.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So this is the summer edition strawberry. Here's another thing you're talking about, caramel caramel situation. Apricot.
Nobody says apricot.
People say apricot.
Who says apricot?
People say it.
No, they don't.
Okay. Never mind.
That's a hard A.
it's exclusive to Walmart right now for the next month. On May 1st, it becomes more widespread and goes out everywhere else. And Matt Corey was out and about today, oot and a boot, and he found Mountain Dew Flamin' Hot, which has flames, a little devil, and a lime on the
it's very good
on the label.
I feel like we should start with that and then end with the
Red Bull.
The Red Bull.
Okay. So we
go from the hot to sweet.
Ready for the
unboxing.
Yeah.
Initial sniff. Sounds like Mountain Dew.
We should do a whole Mountain Dew episode.
Rank those Mountain Dews?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I'm expecting a live wire taste and a spiciness, like a very, I don't know.
What have you had this? Spice? Like paprika?
So this was,
or
this
like
was originally released as the cans that you could only get limited edition online.
Yeah.
So I had it. Dave Bova actually had scored some. And it sold out, obviously, like super quick. But then they released it in stores, and I found this in a Stewart's today.
Was that the one that I sent you one morning and was just like, yo, buy this for the podcast. Megan won't let me. And then you tried. It was in your cart, but then you couldn't check it out.
Yes, correct.
Here we are months later.
Yeah.
None of it mattered.
All right.
So the funny thing is there's nothing in here to tell you what is the source of the hog.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just
other than artificial the sweetener. The flavor.
All right, yeah.
It's all
cheers, boys.
Cheers. Ding, ding, ding.
It's a spicy Mountain Dew, right?
Yeah. It's actually really Mountain pleasing. Yeah, it's not like annoying or whatever. There's just like this nice, smooth after heat to it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, see, so like flavor-wise, it just tastes like Mountain Dew because lemon lime is the flavor of Mountain Dew, and you can see the lime on the label. So this is just a regular Mountain Dew. And yeah, something we didn't mention, the fact that it's orange colored, which is why I initially, I think, said Livewire, but it's not.
Oh, it's like a, yeah, I mean,
that's like a reddish orange.
Yeah.
In the bottle, it looks red, but in a glass,
I guess I was expecting it to be hotter.
I think if you took a bigger, like if you just sip the rest of that, yeah, then I think
chug a 2 liter of that,
spicier if you drink more of it.
But it's also the right amount of heat. Like it's heat without it being annoying. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, as far as Mountain Dew goes, it's like I don't just regularly drink soda or anything, but like that's not terrible.
Yeah, I bet it would be good as a mixed drink.
All right, then next up. So also worth noting, like, so I'm not really eating many sugars, drinking much alcohol. I've got like a specific diet I'm going on. I've got reasons why. Just digestive issues and such. So This is like my treat day. Like when we do the podcast, this is when I, you know, I do all the,
yeah.
I will say the one thing I miss, I not really drinking beer anymore. I haven't drank coffee in over 2 weeks. I don't obviously drink any sodas or anything like that. Red Bull is the one thing I miss most.
Really?
Yeah.
You drink it that often?
No, but at least like once a week I would like, I'd come home for my lunch. I'd leave to go back to work and I'd pick one up and it's just like, it always like gave me the gurglies. It never agreed with me because I can't burp. So like I can't, carbonation in general, like isn't good for me, but I just drank them anyways. And man, I miss it.
I mean, Red Bull does have a good flavor.
Yeah.
Even though they're just bad.
Regular Red Bull is just like, I love the flavor of it. And I just love the little 8 ounce cans and the way they fit in your hand. I love everything about it. So this is the new summer flavor.
Wow. I love the color.
And I do remember. So when,
what is that? A little yellow five and red. Yeah.
Red so the six. the dragon fruit one that they had last summer was delicious. Nice, like Megan, someone that does not drink like really any of this stuff. Like she actually really liked the dragon fruit one also.
All right.
So it's got a big shoes to fill.
Cheers, boys.
I can get down with that.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm definitely into it too. I want it to be more.
It's very strawberry.
Red Bullish. Yeah. I almost want it to be a little more like bitter almost.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it. If you put this in front of me and didn't show me the can beforehand, I would not guess that's Red Bull.
Yeah.
That just tastes like a strong, like, whatever flavored energy drink.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine, but yeah, it's missing that, like, Red Bull-ness. Where, like, the pomegranate one that they just had for the winter edition was fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, I love that one. We tried it on here, and Kevin ate the pomegranates. That's right. taste is good. But it's not one of my favorite Red Bulls.
Yeah, I just want it to be more Red Bull-y.
I think drinking a whole one of that is too much, too.
Yeah.
I say you do a bottle of Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, a can of this, and a shot of, and 2 shots of vodka.
Should we try the ice cream now?
Oh my Jesus.
God. Yeah, let's go.
We try it now or we can save it for last? It's up to you.
Let's save it for last.
We're saving the ice cream for last. So some other things that we need to talk about real quick then is... it's been 2 months since we did this podcast, so I feel like we watched a lot of things. Matt, I know you and I watched a couple of the same things.
Yeah.
We'll do them briefly since they've been out for a long time and it's not anything that we need to go into a deep discussion about, but The Batman, we both saw
in theaters. Yeah.
So
good.
A month removed from it, how do you feel still?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It actually might be the best Batman there is.
Wow.
It's just dark. It's dark.
And Kevin said that.
Yeah, it's dark, and Christian Bale, I think, was a good Batman, but at the same time, there's just some things about it where he's like too much of a pretty boy kind of
bitch.
Yeah. But like, and even like, even like the voice too, like whatever. Whereas like, I just feel like, yeah, moody.
That's a good impression. Right?
Yeah. This Batman, like, I just want it to be dark and effed up. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this is good. This was solid.
Yeah. Like as far as superhero movies go, like The Dark Knight is like cream of the crop. You know what I mean? It's as good as it gets. Like the Joker was the best Joker there ever was. The story was great. The hospital scene, like all the scenes and everything about the movie, fantastic. The Dark Knight Rises that came after it, pretty close to it. Like, I liked the Bane, even though a lot of people did have problems with it, and the story was a little whatever. But I think overall, like, those movies will obviously go down as some of the best superhero movies ever. However, they are very much superhero movies, and so are Marvel movies, which I also love, obviously. Like, I cannot wait for Doctor Strange. I watched them all. Megan and I have our own rankings. It's a whole thing. This movie does the same thing that Joker did, which is why we love Joker so much, and that it's very, very, very grounded. It gives you a Gotham that you feel is real and could exist in society, and it gives you a Batman that's not, like, doing all these crazy things that it's like, okay, this guy's just rich and has money and tech, but, like, he shouldn't. And I think the best indication of that in the movie was something we talked about before, when he is using his, like, bat suit for the first time. Climbs up onto the top of a building. He's, like, kind of nervous about it. You can see he's, like, hesitating to jump off, and he's not sure if, like, this is something he's... It's clearly something he's not done before. He probably hasn't even used this before, and if he has, very few times. But he jumps off. He's a little uneasy up there. He's not flying very well. And then, like, he gets to where he's got to go, but he clips the bridge and then falls and keeps tumbling down the road. And I feel like that's so real, because it's, like, in any other superhero movie, it's just like, here's this thing I've never used before, and they get on it, and they're just fucking zipping all over the place. And it's just like, no questions asked, we can do this because it's a movie. But this was just very grounded in a sense of just like, he doesn't know how because he's just a normal human being at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And that's what I liked about it. And it makes me mad that Joker and this Batman can't exist in the same universe, because it's very clear that they do not, because they were both so similar in that sense, and they would have worked so well together, but...
Yeah,
very, very,
so
very
good.
Much.
Yeah, so it's good.
Very much a detective movie.
Yeah.
It's the most detective Batman's ever been on screen, I think.
The villain was realistic.
Yeah, Riddler was really cool.
Yeah.
It is like a very like modern approach to it with like social media and that kind of stuff too. And not in a corny way. Like, it really works.
Yeah.
Is it coming out on streaming?
Yes. April.
Wow.
This weekend? April 19th.
Holy cow.
April 19th. So next week it's on HBO Max.
Nice. I can watch it.
So you can watch it. So we'll report back again about the Batman next month when Sean catches up. Sean, we watched half of Jackass Forever the other day. It's a new movie you saw.
Yeah. It was enlightening.
Yeah. I just love putting a Jackass movie on with a group of people, because it's just like, it's
that
everybody in the room can just like laugh together at. Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah.
Where other movies, it's just like, I don't know, some people have different types of humor, but at the end of the day, like, people getting hurt and doing things with their dicks is going to be funny, you know? Although Matt discussed, like, as we were watching it, he's like, we should do this. We should make one of these movies. So you're going to see us hurt ourselves. So you're going to see our dicks.
Oh, no.
Andy's getting bees, so.
Yeah. Andy's getting bees. Matt, we also watched Turning Red, the new Pixar
movie. Oh, my God, it's so good.
Also very good. Especially love the like whole like 90s vibe to it, with the boy band stuff and like little Tamagotchi thing.
Yeah,
like,
I think, is it technically like 2002 or something?
Don't know, but you know what I mean, like 90s, early
2000s. Yeah. Oh my God, it's amazing. What a great, I mean, like, the vibe, the animation, the soundtrack was awesome. Yeah,
I think like for everybody it's a good movie, but specifically for like young girls, like, just at a certain age, like, this is just the perfect movie for them to watch, where it's just like, you know, just about like being accepted and sticking up for yourself and just like going through changes and that kind of thing. Like, I feel like it's Pixar's doing like this weird thing right now where it's just like, they don't give a fuck and they're just doing whatever they want.
Yeah.
Not, like, they don't care that this isn't a movie that like little 5-year-olds might not get anything out of, because like, not every movie is going to be for you.
Yep.
Like, no one studio is going to make, A24 doesn't make them every single movie that every single person is going to like. It's very like specific.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think this is their like golden era for me. Yeah. Yeah. Soul.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Luca, really love.
Yeah. Yeah.
All good stuff.
Yep.
And then lastly, the Tony Hawk Until the Wheels Fall Off documentary. You came over here on Wednesday to watch that.
Uh-huh. And it made me want to skate.
That's on HBO. I saw it. I just haven't
really. It's amazing. It's so good.
Super solid. Like, as far as documentaries go, I mean, if you like the Kanye one, like, you'll absolutely get something out of this. Like, it's so good.
I didn't finish Kanye.
All the interviews. Third one gets wild.
Does it?
Third one gets wild. Yeah. I mean, just gets into everything else. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But, But yeah, it's just, if you like skateboarding, even if you don't like skateboarding, like, you know, we grew up with Tony Hawk. Like,
yeah, he's a legend.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just, it's absolutely worth watching. It made Matt Corey want to skateboard.
Yeah, absolutely.
He started following skaters on Instagram. He went to Zoomies the next day. You were asking me about people. I told you who to follow. Oh, he didn't follow anybody. Here I thought I was giving. He was like, oh, cool. Yeah.
Who's look, P-Rod? I'm going to
follow Zion, oh, cool. Nyjah, and all these guys.
Cool guy.
But he went to Zoomies the next day and started asking the guys about skateboards.
So what are you going to watch this documentary with? Like,
they're like, oh, this
I'm
guy
I'm in my
again.
mid-30s, and I just would like to buy a skateboard, please.
Can I get one skateboard?
One skateboard, please. What kind would you like? There's different guides? Yeah. I've said it once, I'll say it a million times. Skateboarding is like the number one thing that like I wish I would have committed to when I was a kid. I always had a skateboard. I always rode it around, but I was too much of a pussy to like do a trick. And like I never wanted to hurt myself, so I didn't want to slip back and scrape something or break a bone. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've never broken a bone, and that's why I don't know how to skateboard. But this is the summer, you know?
It is the summer.
I'm gonna get
yeah.
past just the ollie and the pop shove it, and I'm gonna be kicking those flips, you know what I'm saying? Kicking those flips. So will Matt Corey. Sean, did you watch anything new recently? I feel like we can move into shoutouts at this point. Shoutouts. Anything else that we didn't discuss on this episode that you've watched, listened to, read, did that you want to talk about?
I started Severance.
Nice, dude.
I haven't finished it yet, but it's really good. That's a creepy... That's just weird.
Severance is amazing because one minute it's a dark comedy, the next minute it's a drama, and the next minute it's a horror movie. Like, it's just like, yeah. It's flirting with like all these genres, and it's just like making for something like interesting and creepy, and you're not sure what's going on. And
what's Severance on?
Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV. Oh.
There's
Apple TV Plus.
I forgot what it's called. It's on HBO. It's the pirate.
It's like Flag Means Death. It's yeah. so good. It's so like good.
It's like the crew from Flight of.
Yeah,
like the Concords.
Yeah,
I love that, like, dude, New Zealand humor.
And Taika Waititi. I mean, it's so dude, good. Yeah,
I like Taika Waititi. I love Taika Waititi.
You just don't like pirates.
I don't like pirates.
Oh my god,
not a fan of
neither
them.
Are they.
I don't like pirates.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
they're not even pirates.
But
they say the Lord of the Rings and all that stuff. It's just like when the genre just isn't for me, and I can just tell by looking. I don't care if it's hilarious. It's pirates.
You gotta
watch ships.
It. You should watch it.
And the celebrity cameos in it too are amazing.
That's so funny.
Yeah, you know, I love that for you guys. I truly
oh
do.
Oh, my
truly
God.
Do. Truly do.
Oh, my truly God.
But Severance is the best show I've watched this year. Like, maybe in the last couple years. Like, goddamn. That finale is one of the best episodes of television I've seen in a long time.
Wow.
Like, it comes together in a way that, like, I didn't expect. And also just leaves you in a way of just, you cannot wait for the second season.
Wow.
Like, Megan was actually upset that we weren't going to get it for probably another year.
Oh.
Like, it's just, you don't want to wait that long. Because
I don't know that I can
ends.
Do that to myself. I kind of like starting shows where it's already like two
you know
or three
what?
Seasons in. Yeah.
Wait until season two is about to come out and then start it.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Yeah.
Just do it that way. Anything else anybody watched or did or listened to or something recently that you want to shout out?
I finally finished the fourth season of Sabrina. And it is very good. It's a lot darker and cooler than the third season was.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. So it's funny. It's Tim. That's what it's called. Okay. So Tim Patnut had suggested an anime to me that's on Netflix called, I didn't even know how to pronounce it, Therme Rome Nove. And it's a proud Bath architect in ancient Rome starts randomly surfacing in present day Japan, where he's inspired by the many bathing innovations he finds. And at the end of each episode, there's literally a live action little thing with the creator who's in Japan going to these different like hot springs and stuff like that. And like learning different like things about the architecture or the techniques that they use or like, you know, where the hot spring is coming from and stuff like that. It's like really... It's such a totally different show, but it's such a breath of fresh air.
Different's good.
Yeah.
I like different.
So you should watch The Pirates then.
Dude, it's so
it's
good.
What We Do in the Shadows. It's like the same vein of humor and everything. Like,
yeah.
Vampires? Cool. pirates.
They're just vampires on the sea. Stinky, you know?
Vampires of the sea. John says pirates are vampires of the sea. Things I want to shout out. New Oso Oso album. Love it. So love it so much.
Listened to it all the way through.
Very. Oh. So do you know the whole story behind it?
No.
So like first his.
I didn't know it was coming out till you sent me. It's out.
Well, his guitarist died like a year ago before the album came out. And then he went into the studio like a year later. I think he did it in February. Recorded basically demos. He did a whole album of demos with his cousin. And then a month later, his cousin dies. So he doesn't know what to do with these songs. Like, they had planned to go into a studio, re-record everything, get it, you know, fully produced by somebody else. But he, like, felt like he didn't want to do that because they wrote these songs together. And without him, it would be weird. So he basically just sent the demos off to get mixed and mastered and released those as the album. And that's the album we have.
Crazy.
So it's that's super cool. It's super raw sounding. Like, it's you can tell that, like, this wasn't supposed to be final versions. But, like, I love that because I've always loved, like, music that sounds more raw anyways, not, like, super produced. Like, it's really good. I love it. And, like, I don't think any of the singles maybe are as good as the best songs on the last one, but the album as a whole, I think I enjoy more just because it just has a good flow to it. It's really cool. New Vince Staples is super good. Omar Apollo's new album that came out on Friday as well. Very, very good. Harry Styles' new single. Oh. Fucking banger, dude. I love that new song. And I liked a lot of his last album, so I'm, like, very excited to see where he goes with this because it's not just, like, mainstream pop music. It's very, like, I don't know, it's alternative in a way that, like, it does it for me. Watching Severance, we talked about. Minx, new show on HBO Max. Very, very, very good. I think the last two episodes will go up on Thursday. Moon Knight, the new Marvel show, that's only two episodes in, and I'm like, it's okay right now. It hasn't really found its footing yet, but it's getting there, and it's Marvel, so I'm gonna watch it regardless. Atlanta, best show on TV. I mean, that show does no wrong. Pam and Tommy. Dude, I watch a lot of shit in the last 2 months. Pam and Tommy was on Hulu. That was really good, too. Space Force, new season. Did you guys watch that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did a couple episodes, yeah.
I thought it was fun. It was like, it was just a fun, funny comedy. Yeah. Like, way more funny than the first season was. Like,
yeah, they're settling into, like, the characters and the writing.
Yeah, like, I think they just nailed this season. It was exactly what it needed to be. Life and Beth, the new Amy Schumer show on Hulu, also really good. It's got Michael Cera in it. He hasn't been in shit in a long time. And lastly was Welcome to Fletch, which is the new...
Oh, Fletch? Is it Fletch or Fletch?
It's the new...
Yeah, I did watch a couple episodes, like, of that.
Fox show. It's supposed to be... It's parody.
It's very funny.
Like another, like, mockumentary style show. Like, I think it's based off of a show called This Town, which is another like British show. The same way that The Office was. It's pretty good. I think that show also, like, needs to find what it wants to be, which is a first season for lots of shows, but decent enough. Been watching a lot of shit. Now it's time to try that ice cream. It all comes down to this. We have Van Leeuwen is a ice cream shop that Megan and I go to every time that we visit Brooklyn. Anytime that we're down in the city, actually, no matter where we are in the city, we take the metro all the way down and we go to Van Leeuwen because they have this vegan chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. That's the best ice cream I've ever had. I really, really love it.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
All of their flavors are just, like, fantastic. So they did some sort of partnership with Walmart recently and just release a bunch of different flavors. A bunch of really good ones. Like, there's, like, a blueberry cheesecake one, I think, a cherry one, this hot honey one that Megan got that she's really excited about. But they also released a couple of weird ones in there, one of which being pizza, which I did not pick up. But the one that I did is Kraft macaroni and cheese. And that's what we're going to try right now. All right, so the first thing I want you guys to see is the color of this.
Oh no. I have never not wanted to try something more than this.
Oh my god. Looks this, like sherbet ice cream.
God, what the hell? I don't want to do this.
It doesn't smell like cheese.
So it is the color of Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's got the Kraft mix in it. Matt, before we do this, I want you to explain to the people why you don't want to do this. Because so
I don't like Kraft macaroni and cheese. Yeah. I don't like macaroni and cheese. Like, it makes me, the thought of eating it makes me gag in my mouth.
Yeah. Does this make you want to gag in your mouth?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. This is
Matt has, like, a lot of, like, food things that he doesn't like flavor dust and condiments and things like that, which I think has a lot to do with why you don't like
macaroni. Yeah, right. It's just, like, too much. It's too slimy.
Whether it's Kraft, which literally is a flavor dust that just melts down into a cheese.
Yeah, woof.
Or that it's Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
I can't wait, dude. Here we go. It's going to be so terrible. Right? There's a way it's good, right? Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream from Van Leeuwen's. Let's go.
Vanilla
that tastes
cheese.
Like butter.
It does kind of taste like butter.
That is just butter.
It's just cold butter.
So like there's a faint taste of cheese there. Like the cheese is there.
I'll
like,
do another one just to entertain it, but
the taste of cheese is absolutely there in the background, but up front is just butter. Like that is like as if you ate butter.
Let me get a cup of Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew poured so I can wash this down.
Right? Like that is absolutely like I can definitely call that Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream because you put butter in Kraft macaroni and cheese, right? Don't you put butter in it to melt that cheese down?
I think so.
I haven't made it in a long time, but that's why it tastes so buttery. But I think that's what they do to try to make it like
palatable,
not just taste like cheese because cheese is there, but up front it's just butter. It's dairy.
It's not as bad as I thought it would
be. No, it's definitely not as bad.
But it's just it's not. No, thank you.
Could you imagine anybody sitting down just eating a tub
of this? Yes, I could.
Really?
Because I'm always surprised how disgusting people's tastes are.
Did you see what we just ate?
But okay, the back end is better than the front end. When I first put it in my mouth, it tastes like absolute trash. Like it feels like you are licking a trash can when you take the first bite. But then it just sits there and then you just get the butter that comes out after.
Definitely more butter than cheese. If it was any cheesier... It would be absolutely horrendous.
But that when you first drop it in your mouth, tell me it's not just like you licked trash juice.
I don't know.
You know the juice that it's like in the bottom of the trash when it catches on something and pokes the hole and then just get the drippings on your... If you'd lick
and then
that,
you know how you lick it?
Yeah. Yeah. And then when you lick it, yeah.
It's like a New York City sidewalk.
Yeah. That's what it tastes like when you first put it in.
They really captured Brooklyn.
Matt. Finish your dinner.
No one else is finishing their dinner.
If I finish my dinner, would you finish your dinner?
No. Okay. How much would you pay me? How much would you pay me to eat this?
The rest of the pint.
It's not worth it. I got you to try it already, so it's not going to do anything for me. All right, so before we go, let's look at the next couple weeks or so and point out a few releases you should be anticipating in the next couple weeks. I don't know why I repeated myself in that, but I did. April 13th, which is Wednesday, Our Great National Parks, which is a new... docu-series coming to Netflix about some national parks in the world that you should go to, hosted by Barack Obama. April 14th, Killing It on Peacock, which is Craig Robinson's new show. It's made by the guys that did Brooklyn Nine-Nine. The first episode is up on Peacock now. It's actually very, very funny, so I'm excited to see where that show goes. April 15th, this Friday, Good Friday, Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore.
Not good?
Reviews are bad. Like,
really?
Looks like it's a stinker. Yeah, real stinker. Roar on Apple TV Plus. It's The Small Things, Charlie Brown, a new Charlie Brown special, also on Apple TV Plus.
So they're a peanuts?
Yeah, they bought the rights to Peanuts.
Wow.
All the specials are on Apple TV.
For how much?
I don't know. Peanuts? Probably. Also, new season of the new Rugrats CGI animated series on Paramount Plus, season 2. On April 18th, the return of two beloved characters come to Better Call Saul's new season. Jesse
Pinkman?
Pinkman and Bryan Cranston's character.
So I want to flip this around.
Walter White. Walter White. Yeah. Jesus. Best show of all time.
I want to do a throwback here.
Let's do it.
So the guy who composed all the music to the original Rugrats show.
Uh-huh.
Mark Mothersbaugh, who is from the band.
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Devo. Also did the music for... Our Flag Means Death.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and the Lego movie. But, I mean, you know, he's very eclectic.
The Circle of Life.
Yeah.
Man.
Just watch it for the soundtrack.
That is trash. April 19th, we discussed it earlier, but The Batman is coming to HBO Max. You can finally watch that if you didn't catch it while it was in theaters. April 22nd, Sean and I are very excited because the new S. Carey album called Break Me Open is going to be out. Those singles have been good.
Yes.
Singles have been really good. Can't wait. It's like if you can't get a Bon Iver album, you can just get his S. Carey album.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Just as good.
Yeah. April 23rd is Record Store Day. So if you got any records that you want to pick up exclusive to that day...
Is the list out?
List is out, yeah. I think there's a Childish Gambino EP I'd be interested in getting. And Max Bemis of Say Anything is releasing an EP then that day too. So I don't know. Probably not worth going to.
But ordering.
But I might look into it, yeah. April 29th, new albums from Toro y Moi, Black Party and Girlpool. Also, the new season of Ozark is going to be coming on Netflix. Last season, I think.
I think
it's the final season.
Still going not strong.
And that brings us through the end of April. So I'm not going to get anything past that because we'll obviously do another one of these sometime soon. And then we'll talk about those things then. So if you want a video on what new releases are coming each week, then follow us on TikTok or Instagram at RSMRY Media. I put together a little thing that I post every Sunday morning usually about what's coming out that coming week. So you can watch that there. But that's it. Follow us on Instagram at what I just said, at RSMRY Media. DM me with any questions or whatever about the show. Sean, Matt, last words, any of them.
I hope that you find your Easter basket really quick.
For what reason?
Because it's hidden.
And there's goodies in there?
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be less fun. Wouldn't you want to take the time to not be able to find
the candy or not? I hope that you appreciate the hunt.
See, the thing is, Matt, I know you're making a joke, but like your mom still does that for you, right?
My parents still hide my Easter basket, right. Yeah.
So it's like, that's fun for you, and I love that for you, but like for us...
Do you get Easter baskets still?
No.
You and Megan and you and Paige should make Easter baskets for each other and hide them.
I would just buy a box of Cadbury eggs and just eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean's just going to cut out all the bullshit. Yeah. They're just going to sit in the couch and eat Cadbury eggs. Easter movie. Is there something that you'd recommend everyone watches on Easter?
Jesus Christ Superstar. Andrew Lloyd Webber's best work. Don't even give me that look.
I would suggest everybody watches... Wasn't there a movie called Hop that came out a couple years ago?
Yo, JC Superstar exists. Just watch that shit.
I also suggest listening to Kanye West's Jesus is King.
Mel Gibson.
The Passion.
While you're eating Cadbury eggs. Yeah.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Who Framed Roger Rabbit's a great movie. You should watch that every
Christmas
Easter.
Movie. Yeah, Cool World is a great Easter movie. Let's watch that.
Bunny somewhere, yeah. I've like some B-roll. Cool World? I have no idea.
What's Cool World?
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's like a live action plus animation movie that came out maybe late 80s, 1990 with like Brad Pitt.
Is there a bunny in it?
I don't know, man.
I said Who Framed Roger Rabbit because there's a goddamn rabbit in it.
Donnie Darko's got a bunny.
Also that's right.
Donnie Darko too.
Yeah. But Cool World is like Roger Rabbit where it's half live action, half like the animated.
Like Space Jam.
Yeah.
Like Space Jam. There's a bunny in Space Jam.
And it's like NBA Finals are coming up. Watch Space Jam every Easter. Yeah. I think I might have gotten a copy of Space Jam on VHS for Easter one year.
Meant to be.
I really think I did.
New tradition.
Space Jam every Easter. Not that new one with LeBron James, but the original one with Michael Jordan. And then watch them with LeBron James afterwards. You know what I mean? Just compare the two.
Any others?
What, Easter movies?
Easter, Bunny, Resurrection. Are there any movies again where somebody gets resurrected, comes back to life? Chucky.
Oh, wow.
Child's Play, you know?
Weekend at Bernie's.
Pet Sematary.
Does he come back to life? He's just dead the entire time.
Yeah.
Nobody's resurrecting
him. They move him.
Does anybody else get resurrected in a movie? One more, come on.
I mean, let's be honest. Was Jesus actually resurrected?
We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that, guys. That's for you to figure out.
You think on that.
Very meta for the podcast.
Happy Easter, everybody.